Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Asiya, and on today's show we will have open lines and topics, but first we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And before we get started with our show, I'm going to make a few announcements. First announcement is we have our YouTube channel up now for the Soul Solution Food for the Soul radio shows. So if you would like to listen to the archives and subscribe, please go to Laota of the Sun on YouTube. And also, if you have access to the episode info for this show, the link is in the box. And every Wednesday, we have group DNA activation sessions at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. So please visit DNAReplicate.com or FreeYourMindToShine.com to learn more and sign up. We also have other energetic cleaning and clearing services, such as advanced soul clearings, Akashic record readings, energetic attunements, soul translation reports, and human design readings, and more. So please visit those websites, DNAReplicate.com and FreeYourMindToShine.com, to learn more. And now we will bring on our host, Ms. Laota Rasul, who will give us the book of the week. Ms. Laota, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Asiya, and it's wonderful to be back after a couple of weeks of being gone. So I'm really happy to be back on the air. And our book this week will be Awakening is Real. This is a guide to the deeper dimensions of the inner journey. It's written by Jack Kornfield, and the length of this audiobook is 6 hours and 53 minutes. And this speaks about the idea that sometimes awakening happens like a flash of lightning, or sometimes it happens gradually, like raindrops filling a jar. Our universe and the awakening of nature is what is discussed in this book. So I think you will all find this very interesting, those of you who are interested in pursuing the path that deepens and helps you embody and envision and navigate the unexpected mysteries and territories that we are all, what we are all about here at Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul, and at DNAReplicate.com. So I hope that you will find this interesting. Again, it's Awakening is Real, a guide to the deeper dimensions of the inner journey. And you can go to audible.com and get that book for free by using the promotion code, which we will announce again in the middle of the show and again at the end, because they are offering for the very first book on a trial basis, a 60-day trial, one free book. So you can go there and get that. So I hope you all will enjoy that. Thank you very much. And a lot of wonderful things are going on. Before I get into too much of it, those who saw the promotion for today's show, if you saw it on Facebook or you got some communication concerning it, you may have noticed that we had a link to another radio show in that announcement. And the link is to a show about curing cancer with carrot juice. And so we sent that link with the promotion for the show so that you could all listen to that show if you have an interest in it. And this is by a woman whose name is Anne Cameron, who cured herself of cancer with carrots. And this is particularly interesting to me because we are working with food as part of our holistic approach to all of our spiritual expansion. But also, I personally had cancer many years ago and cured myself with wheatgrass. So, and I was drinking carrot juice, too, at the time. So I have firsthand knowledge of the truth of this and how it can work, and I wanted to share that with you. Many more people are in agreement with food therapy now, and I want to share with you that this actual radio show came to me from a medical doctor. He sent it to me in my email, and I listened to it, and he already knew about my own story, and many of us have the opportunity to be healed and to walk this land as wounded healers so that we have been wounded, we have become healed, and now we can help heal others. So I walk that path, and I think many of you who are listening to too. So I recommend that you listen to it. This is a radio show about the book that was written, Curing Cancer with Carrots. So I hope you all will enjoy that. And we also have quite a few other things to talk about today. We have been away from you for a few weeks, and now that we're returning, I want to announce for the first time publicly that we will be having in August on the 28th of August, the 29th, and the 30th of August at Fort Myers Beach, Florida, we will be having a class on the holographic illumination of properties in space. So this is a class on how to clear properties in space in a technique that is unique to DNA replicate and also requires that you have a prerequisite of having had your DNA connected, having your soul clearings done, and also having an illumination so that you can be able to become a remote property clearer. And it involves being able to tap into the holographic nature of things and then be able to illuminate them from wherever you happen to be, anywhere on this planet. So this is an exciting opportunity. I have not taught a class in quite a while, and I'm very excited about it. We will have this information up on the website by next Wednesday's show. The class will not be until August, but I know some of you may want to start preparing to attend. Just know that there is a prerequisite, so if you have a few more things to get done, if you need your illumination or if you need one more soul clearing or whatever you need, make sure you let us know so that we can have the blessing and wonderful opportunity of seeing your beautiful faces in Fort Myers with us at the end of August. So thank you very much, everyone who will. I can already feel some people getting excited about it. So I want to thank you in advance, those of you who are interested, and we will have more information up about it and more details for you to make your flight arrangements and what have you. So we're glad to be back, and today is open lines, and we're actually are open for a variety of topics today as well. So if we have, if any of you have anything that you would like to share with us, by all means, push 1 on your phone so that Asiya can see you, and we will open the line so that you can ask questions. Asiya, did you have any questions concerning the anything that I've mentioned about the book or the upcoming class that might be helpful for others?
No, I didn't have any questions right now, and so far we don't have anyone who has pressed 1, but for the listeners, please feel free, and anybody in the chat room, you can type your question in, and I will ask it for you. So right now,
well,
I'm... go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead and finish.
No, I was just saying right now, no, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Well, I have a topic I'd like to discuss, and I invite our listening audience to jump in because this is a topic that we all are very familiar with, and this is the idea of energy vampires. And I want to talk a little bit about why this happens, what takes place, how to best navigate, and the different types of ways that your energy can be sapped and leave you feeling as if you've been drained. And a lot of this has to do with the third dimensional experience that we have. You know, learning, all of us are on this planet with a mission to learn how to be one. And to, in being one, to elevate ourselves from the circumstance that we are currently in to a higher place. And some of what happens is that the societal constructs are unconsciously telling us that we're not getting enough of what we need. So we see it in television, we see it with people with food, we see it with people with money, and the same thing happens to us emotionally and energetically, that we feel that someone else is responsible for giving us what it is that we need to survive because we have not been taught that we are the generators of our own energy and that our own thought patterns will bring us more or greater experiences with energy. But most of the time, depending on how a person is organized, and how a person views the world and how mature they are has to do with their ability to see their own responsibility in acquiring their own energy through their own systems. The human body is actually designed as a generator. The chakras that you all are familiar with and know about are energy vortexes. You know, the crown chakra is a doorway to allow energy to come into the crown of our heads and down our spinal column and then into our chakra system to generate more and greater energy. And I think we've seen a lot of movies like Matrix where the protagonist is a machine that's using humans as batteries because we generate energy. Well, to some degree, that's correct. So it's important that we understand that we are responsible for turning on our divinely designed mechanisms so that we can access the energy coming in from the greater galactic center, from through our sun, and from the Earth itself. This way, we don't accidentally or without conscious decision interrupt the flow of someone else's life force and take their life force because we think that because they have it, they should give it to us. So all of us have encountered people who, through being in opposition with us or who are emotionally draining or in competition, drain us of energy through their jealousy or making us feel guilty or responsible for them. And in that way, it emotionally positions us in such a way where we end up losing our energy. Or like people who we see who, if you have a cold, they have a cold twice as bad as yours. You know, so whatever, there's always this sense of competition or this sense of having to challenge you and your emotional stability, which then allows you, when you're not disciplined, to give them something that's not theirs. Does that make sense?
Yes, for me it does.
Often this happens from an unconscious point of view until we begin to pay attention, until we bring and examine the moments of our lives and examine our experiences, and then we recognize that we pick up the phone and when we talk to some people it's exhausting, or we feel drained even if the phone rings, or when we're in a business situation, we can feel the jealousy or we can feel the avarice. And it takes the joy right out of the second or right out of the moment. This especially relates in families feeling guilty or feeling that you owe someone something beyond whatever you're willing to give. Like, you know, you owe me to come to my, you know, whatever I'm having, because you're my friend, so I'm demanding of you that you give me your energy, even if you don't feel like doing it, because this is how you will prove to me that you love me and that you're loyal to me. So all of that is energy vampirism, and most of us experience this through our entire lives, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it, and those of you who have these kind of situations, I wanted to give you some really easy ways to avoid falling into this trap. But one of the most important things you have to know is that your life, you are sacred beings. You know, every day is holiness. So in your awareness of that, it requires you to be aware of what your interaction energetically is. Because just because you can't see the energy move between you and another person doesn't mean you don't feel it. And you're responsible for keeping yourself clean and clear of someone else's debris, and they're responsible for cleaning their own debris or going to someone who does that to help them clear it. not just inflicting it upon someone unsuspected. I think we've all been party to these tactics and manipulation that sometimes make us feel like we're crazy because a person says one thing and then they do another, and the experience is kind of confusing. But in the end, if you have fallen victim to the vampire, then you feel weak and less than you did before your interaction with their guilt or their jealousy or their avarice or whatever the situation is. So if anyone wants to talk about that a little bit, but I'm going to go on and say that there's another type of vampire that is a person who's very cool, very aloof, who no matter what you say, they're indirectly saying, having a question about anything you say. Like, you know, they're just real concerned about your position and what you're thinking about a thing. This is another kind of way of being an energy vampire, and I know Asi is going to have something to say about this. The people who are indifferent to you also, who in their indifference, they're so loud or it makes so much of an impact. They make themselves so, by not saying anything, it becomes a standout because everyone else is in agreement. So then they become the standout, and that also is a way of draining and taking our energy without our giving it freely. So when we have, when we shower our babies or our children or our lovers with our energy and attention, and they give it back to us, like you kiss the baby and the baby kisses you back, that's an even perfect exchange of energy, as it should be. When two lovers are holding hands and looking into each other's eyes and sending each other, you know, positive energy, that's a perfect exchange of energy. So all of our interactions, you know, if we work with people that we admire and we respect and we share that with them and they respond with gratitude, all of that is perfect interaction. And this is the model. This is ideally what should happen. You know, even in the wild and animals, we see the affection of touching one another, being close to one another, protecting one another. All of this is the perfect exchange of energy. This is the model or the ideal that we should be going for. There's another type of energy vampire, and this is one who's like an interrogator, who drains your energy by being judgmental or by questioning you. You know, someone who's like, who whether they say the question out loud or they just have insistent and persistent intent. And no matter what you say, they counteract it by saying something different, even though it's not really necessary, or if they correct you by being more precise than you. I mean, this happens often when people begin to learn about right language, where they begin to correct everyone around them, but that's a form of judging, and it's also a form of draining your energy. You feel happy about the statement you've made. You've said something positive that's uplifting, makes everyone feel good, and someone comes behind and says, well, you didn't cross the T or you didn't dot the I, and automatically, unless you're fortified, you start to drain and lose energy and they start to gain your energy. Does any of that sound familiar?
Yes.
I knew you would have something to share about that. Did you want to comment before I go on? Because there's one other form I want to talk about, and then I want to talk about the solution for it.
No, continue, because I'm actually, it's a lot of things coming to surface right now, so I'm like laughing at some of the different experiences I've had, but I would like for you to continue.
Well, another thing that happens is, like, for instance, you receive some kind of accolade. You know, someone gives you a pat on the back and a high five, and then the other person is like sitting in the back like, you know, kind of, through their aloofness and showing of indifference and not being in agreement, they're showing you their judgment, which is siphoning the positive energy right out of you if you don't know how to maintain your energy. And then the final one that I want to talk about is, because we talked about the ones who interrogate you and the ones who are aloof and indifferent and the ones who use guilt. So I want to talk about the ones who want to intimidate you. And this is the one that is probably the most sophisticated because they use fear against you. And it's very primal. It's really from the reptilian brain. It's a tactic that I've noticed that people use in hospitals. Well, you'll say, well, I don't want to do any more testing. And they'll start accumulating all of the things to scare you. Well, if you leave, you know, we won't be responsible. If you go and you haven't done what the doctor said, anything could happen, you know, and it goes on and on and on. And this is a tactic that many people use that people don't realize that it's subtle intimidation and fear. It's instilling fear. It's giving you something to be afraid of. And then it's letting you know that they're in charge of it. And if you're not aware, then you can lose all of your energy and fall victim to doing whatever it is they tell you to do, just whether your reasons for doing whatever you wanted to do were accurate or not. But you give up all of your power and all of your freedom and all of your awareness and all of your energy to those who are in authority who have intimidated you through fear into making decisions that you wouldn't normally make. So that's the third one, and that's very deliberate, and it's really showing you about separation, about how they have separated themselves, put themselves, you know, they actually follow every category. When that happens, you know, the person has used guilt, their responsibility, they've shown you that they're indifferent to what you think. They have, through you telling them, so to say, come into judgment, and they are using this primal tactic of intimidation to sap your energy. So these are things for us to watch out for because these are things that are so prevalent in our experience, in our environment, in our daily lives, not only with people in authority and people in positions of power, but also with people, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, you know, our aunts, our uncles. We're teaching our children by behaving certain ways in front of them when other people use these different forms of siphoning our energy from us. So we're going to go to commercial and then come back and hopefully have a conversation about this.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Hello.
Okay, so we're back. Well, I'm really, I think that this is a topic that a lot of people are familiar with, but really don't quite know what to do in these situations. And it does take a little bit of reconditioning yourself, because often accompanying, especially that last one, accompanying that is like, well, you wouldn't want others to be put in jeopardy because of your decision. You know, this layer of guilt on top of the fear and intimidation. And after layers and layers of that, if a person is not prepared or strong enough or doesn't have a sense of congruency with their own sovereignty, then you lose your base. And when you lose your base, this is the beginning of illness. This is how you become unhealthy in this world. It's not just about our habits of living. It's about our habits of thinking and what we acquiesce to and what we do not acquiesce to. And did you have something you wanted to share?
Sure. I can share a couple of situations. I've experienced everything that you mentioned, and It's interesting looking at myself now and how I handle situations dealing with vampirism and how I used to handle them. And I realized that there was an unawareness and like an obliviousness within myself about what was actually taking place, because I've always been so focused on helping other people and wanting to share information that has, you know, enlightened me or, you know, expanded me in some type of way, that I didn't realize that my excitement and my enthusiasm was pulling people in. And, you know, a lot of people, whether they're conscious of it or not, if you have that type of energy, that enthusiasm and excitement, and, you know, you can talk a long time and encourage people and all of that, if you have that type of energy and you don't really know how it's affecting the other person is like, wow, like, they're really, like, giving me their attention, and okay, well, thanks, and then, okay, well, I'm going to try to call you tomorrow or next week, and, you know, before you know it, you're like, wait a minute. It took me a while to realize how much energy I was putting out and how much energy I wasn't getting back. And, you know, the attachments that I got was a big reflection of that, to let me know that something was off balance. So I had to learn a lot of lessons through, you know, my vibration dropping and becoming vulnerable to lower vibrational energies. And now, you know, the way that I look at everything, like I have to look at everything from a human design perspective, because that's what I'm studying, and I'm realizing the more that I learn how much I don't know. But in certain interactions that I have with people, I can see exactly what's going on, which allows me to stand my ground and to know, like, okay, this is a certain type of person that I'm interacting with. And my energy is pretty much a source for them, whether they are purposely doing it or not. So I know to limit my time, or I know not to connect with the person. Like, I know what to do in the moment so that I'm always staying in control of my own energy and not allowing myself to fall victim like how I used to all the time. And I had to laugh because just last night I was talking to a couple of friends, and I know that they have a certain type of human design to where whenever they engage in conversation with me, it's not going to be a short conversation because my energy is supplying them. But, you know, it's an equal exchange because we're all aware of how the energy is being exchanged. And they made a joke and said that they're on the charger right now. And I thought that that was really funny because it's like they really were on the charger and I'm the charger. But it's like when you can be aware of how the energy is operating, then there's a level of respect that, you know, everyone can have for one another, to where they're like, okay, you know, I don't want to keep, you know, using your energy, because now that's the conversation. It's like certain people are aware and they're like, okay, I don't want to, you know, take too much of your energy, because we all know what's taking place. So I've experienced an elevation from understanding, you know, forms of vampirism, and now it's more of an understanding of, it's like it's vampirism when there's no awareness and there's no respect for the other person. But now from the level of understanding I have through human design, it's like, okay, you know that with certain people it's going to be an automatic body consciousness that's going to exchange the way that it needs to, based on how that person is designed to operate. So I wanted to share that because it kind of applies to all my experiences. And I hope that made sense, by the way.
I think it did. I actually kind of wanted to know if you would, you know, kind of however free you feel like being about the details, experience what it's like to be challenged and through intimidation, because I know that's something that people do try to do, and especially they try to do it to women, and they especially try to do it to young women, and they especially try to do it to small women. And I know it's something that you have encountered and recently as well.
Yes. I've definitely been challenged over the last few years, and before I didn't handle it well. Because I was so wrapped up in, you know, what I was trying to explain, that I didn't even see the attack coming. So when I got attacked after stating, you know, whatever I was saying, it was like I got very defensive, and it's like, well, why did you even call me? You know, you called me for assistance, and now you're attacking me and questioning everything that I'm sharing with you to assist you. So it was a lot of judgment involved in that, and, you know, anger, and, you know, just a lot of different things, because I didn't understand, like, why, you know, certain people would respond that way if they reached out to me, and then, you know, I take the time out to, you know, give you my energy, and then it's like I'm left feeling, you know, like I wasted my time. So that was a reoccurring theme for me before, and now I recently got attacked about like my belief in Jesus Christ, and it caught me off guard, but, you know, I stood my ground, and the way that I handled it, you know, I was actually able to recognize that there was a malfunction, like a serious malfunction going on with the person who questioned me, and they really didn't even understand why they came at me like that, and based on all of the reasoning behind why they questioned me, because none of it made sense, I was able to, you know, kind of put my guard down and say, oh, you're just, like, malfunctioning right now on a super high level that really has nothing to do with me. It's just that because I was in your presence and I'm holding this vibration, I was the target for attack. So, you know, it was a very different experience, and I actually really, really, really I enjoyed having that experience, even though it was considered negative. I enjoyed having that experience because I saw that I'm really solid in who I am now compared to who I was before, and not being aware of, you know, why certain things were happening. And having that type of encounter, which, you know, it's been a long time since someone has come at me like that, it's like, oh, wow, you know, it makes a lot of sense that I would bring, you know, that type of situation into my reality to test me now, as opposed to before. It's like, okay, now we're going to bring up this old thing and catch you off guard, and let's see where you're at vibrationally and consciously, and let's see how you respond to it. And I feel like I passed the test. I definitely passed the test, and it made me feel good, and I was able to, you know, the person ended up apologizing, and they were just being extra nice to me, you know, ever since, and, you know, it's been smooth sailing. So, I can definitely see the growth and the understanding and awareness within myself from this recent situation that took place.
You know, it's so interesting. Whenever anyone challenges you because of how tall you are, how fat you are, how skinny you are, who they think you should be believing in, what your belief system is, or where you come from, or where your ancestors come from, it's always about them needing energy. It's always a matter of lack of love or lack of love. Everything is love, and what we see is lack of love or the need for love. And so when you can stand in the situation that you're in where you're being judged or being attacked or being evaluated negatively, if you can stand in truth, you were designed in truth. Your body, your entity was designed in truth. When you can stand in truth, then love radiates automatically out to the other person, and they automatically get what they need, which is the energy. They automatically, when you stand in truth, the truth comes through you in such a way that the light of the truth itself satisfies the need for love the other person has. Does that make sense based on what you just said?
Oh, yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Because you weren't in fear and you weren't in retaliation. You just stood in your truth, from what I understand. And I hope the audience can follow this scenario, because I think it's very important. It's part of the reason I chose this topic today because it's this is where we all want to get to, where you stand in the truth in which you were designed to be. And well, no, if someone says, I don't like, you know, what you're wanting to do with your life, or I don't like the creative motion that you're making, or I don't like, you know, that you want to have a baby, or you don't want to have a baby, or you want to have a product, or you don't want to have a product. They, whatever it is, it's okay that that takes place. What's not okay is that you give them all your energy and make decisions that are not yours. You become incongruent. You become less than the truth. You become less than the love that you are. So with you in this situation, you didn't need to use the tool that we have, which is the Ho'oponopono, because you have such clarity and you've been involved with Ho'oponopono for so many years. But for those who are just beginning, who are encountering these kinds of circumstances, if you don't know what to think, thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry, because the judgment, the intimidation, the guilt, all of these things come from lack of love. All of the low vibrational energy that people, it's almost like someone's goading you on so that you will have an emotional response so that they can then lap up the emotion. They can, you know, be standing in this energy field that you have dumped because you just lost your ability to be sovereign. So the being able to move into thank you, I love you, please forgive my thought, is a great act of love and generosity, especially when someone's trying to attack you. However, it is also the way in which the universe was designed. So those combination of frequencies will give you the necessary stability, and it will give them the necessary light. So it equals out all playing fields. The reconciliation and the response, the responsibility is yours if you're the one who's challenged. Because, I mean, at a certain point, what, no matter what anyone says to you, is not a challenge. At a certain point, you have such clarity that you are no longer challenged. And what you said that I think was so significant is this idea that you understand that the reason these experiences come in is to bring into your consciousness either your sovereignty over them or the unfinished business that hasn't been corrected yet. And I think that's what you were saying when you were saying that previously, you know, different things would come up because these are things that have to be resolved. This is unfinished business that you have to get clarity on. And then at some point it comes up so that you can see that you are the victor over your own energy system. So
yes,
I don't think you were using Ho'oponopono, but I think that there's more than one way to get there. But in the beginning stages, Ho'oponopono will help everyone to resolve it because you don't have to know how it works. You don't have to have the mechanics. You don't have to have years of experience. The frequencies themselves will give the necessary love and energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I it had got so distorted in, you know, what this person was saying, and it just, like, I didn't even have any feeling, you know, in my body because I'm like, oh, wow, like, poor thing, you know, she's really just, like, really, really malfunctioning right now. So I just started apologizing. I said, I'm sorry. I'm about peace and love and resolving any conflict, so can you please tell me what I did to make you, you know, target me and question me? And, you know, she couldn't even answer it. And I just kept saying, when I saw that I kind of, you know, got into a crack, I just kept apologizing. Like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. What did, you know, I'm sorry. Please tell me, you know, how I can, you know, so I played with it. I actually had fun in the back of my mind because it's like, you know, there was no way that, you know, in that situation that she was going to overpower me because I saw that I already kind of got in there by, you know, saying I'm sorry. So I just kept hitting that spot, and it worked.
Well, and if you actually were using a part of the principle of Ho'oponopono, which is the reconciliation and the responsibility, if you find yourself with someone staring you in the face, accusing you of or questioning you or judging you or trying to intimidate you, it's because you have already said yes to something that's not in your highest good, or you're balancing a lesson. It's coming into your clarity. So if you master it, then you balance the lesson. If you walk away with less energy, then you haven't. So the fact that you automatically started to reconcile by saying you were sorry for all the things that have ever happened to her in her whole life. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If I did it, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. So, you know, this way you start to reconcile and bring balance with the energy that you had to clear away all the times where people didn't say they were sorry. All the times in the life of a person, how many times have each of us, through childhood, through marriage, through relationships, been in situations where all we really wanted to hear was the acknowledgement that someone would take their portion of the responsibility to acknowledge us and say, I'm sorry, and it would have, you know, everything would have been over. Divorces wouldn't have to happen, you know. The birds would be singing and the choirs would be singing in the sky. If people would just say, I'm sorry, I hit you with that door. I'm sorry that I ignored, you know, something that you thought was emotionally important and you thought I should have done it. And it's a small thing, but it's the everything. It's the everything.
Yeah.
Each of us deserves the right, and it's the ones of us who are smart enough to be able to navigate and remove the negative from other people. You removed the negative from her by repeating to her something that she needed, which was an act of love. So you didn't necessarily repeat the whole thing, but the part she wanted to hear is the part that, you know, then what I'm understanding you're saying is that then you became the sweetheart. Then it's like she couldn't do enough for you because removing that negative allowed her to express love to you.
Right.
And so there was
exactly.
no fight. There wasn't a fight because you kept saying the thing that was necessary, the thing we all want to hear, the thing that all of us at some point in our lives, every child, every adult has like, if they would just say they were sorry, I wouldn't be so upset. Grandma, hasn't everybody on the line, everybody who's been on this call, everybody who will be on this call in the future, hasn't everyone had that thought? And if they would just acknowledge me, that it would reconcile everything. It would bring clarity and love and balance back to everything. So I think that I didn't know that that's what had happened, but I'm you know, as usual in our conversations, we hit a pitch where the truth brings forth in such glory as this does, that it brings clarity to everyone who may be confused about these ideas. To remove, it is easy, it is the easiest and the most difficult thing in the world to remove negative. It's the easiest thing if we can put ourselves in check. If we could just give a moment and recognize that the reason there's issues is a lack of love. And then position ourselves where we extend love through what we express. And the person has clarity and we repeat it often enough that they can hear it, even if we say it out loud to them, or if we say, write it in a letter or an email to them, or if we say it in our own minds repeatedly until they get it. This is a way that we can remove negative, and the person then feels healed and refreshed, and they then have the necessary energy and love to offer back to you. So this is like a love affair. Because we all actually are one. We all are one, but we have different levels of light and different levels of love in us that need to be balanced. So I think this was an excellent, it's always so funny, we're choosing topics based around things that you tell me, but since you don't always share the whole story, I'm always surprised in the middle of the show. But it's so perfect because this is the ones who are listening have had these experiences, and so the bottom line is that you have the ability to reverse these situations of people trying to intimidate you, people trying to make you feel guilty, people being in judgment about anything, you know, about what you look like, about what your height is, about, you know, what they think about whatever you did in the past. All of that, instead of letting it sap and drain you of energy and make them feel stronger, because, of course, when a person's in judgment and then they make you feel sad, then they feel powerful, like, yes, I have my judgment now, and my judgment is making me feel glorious, and I feel wonderful and large, and then you feel empty and frustrated and tired and exhausted and wanting to get away from them.
Right.
So to balance out the circumstance, it is wonderful to use the simple technique of thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry. Whether you say it out loud or whether you say it to yourself. So that's really what I wanted to talk about today. And if we have anyone, we have a few more minutes and we can talk about something else. But unless anyone has any questions concerning this.
Yes, please. We have a lot of callers. So if there's anyone that would like to press one and give a testimony, ask a question, please feel free. Oh, we got one. Let's see, we got area code 860, last four digits, 6827. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, everyone, this is Daphne. How are you? Welcome back.
Hello.
Missed you.
In Lakesh, Daphne.
In Lakesh, Daphne, happy to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, always good to get all this information and tools and techniques. I did have one question. How could I stand in my sovereignty and power when I'm encountering these instances at work? I see I gave an excellent example on how I can use that with some challenging family members, but I would also like to be able to use a tool or technique for work when I'm in an instance, you know, where someone may be trying to intimidate you or devalue you at a meeting in front of your peers and superiors. Is there anything that we could do for that?
Yes, it's actually the same thing. And one of the things, and I think Afia experienced this several years ago when we first started working together, where we were getting, and this not necessarily in that situation, but with emails and with letters, one of the ways to phrase how you speak is to use the same technique. Someone writes you something saying, you know, I don't like what you did, or this, you know, this is not going to work for us. And you say, well, thank you. You offer gratitude. I'm sorry that didn't work out the way you wanted it to. I hope that you will forgive whatever my attempt was that didn't make it. And
okay.
Then, you know, you understand?
Yes, yes, yes.
Use it in the language when you speak to them. Phrase everything in this form of love, of reconciliation. Someone is saying, you know, they're saying I'm jealous. They're saying, you know, you're guilty. They're saying I need to be powerful over you. And what you do is you don't retaliate. You say, oh, well, thank you for sharing that. I hope that, you know, the way I said it is not going to be a problem for you. You know, I hope you'll forgive me if it is. You understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
You want to work in, thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry. And the love part can be just one of, you know, you don't have to actually say the word love, but something that's close to it. But if you speak back to people, but from when they speak to you in a way to devalue you, and you speak back to them with genuine concern using those frequencies, because it's all about the frequencies, use those frequencies when you speak back, it ends the conversation. Trust me. I know. It will end the conversation. And I think we have had many experiences like that. So, but more importantly, if you're being spoken about in such a way where you have no opportunity to respond, which happens in meetings and offices, or if you're not able to send someone sends you a toxic email that you have to respond to, what you can do is prepare yourself before you go in the meeting by bringing your field into that resonance. And then as you sit there, be in that resonating energy. And it's so, you know, we talk about this so often, but it's really the foundation of everything, of the work that we do at DNA Replicate, which is all about clearing and reconciliation, taking responsibility. If you find yourself in an office situation with people who are trying to hurt you, then you have to take responsibility for bringing yourself to that point and start cleaning it up. Is that a better way for you to see it, Daphne?
Yes.
You know,
I'm
so
following
you,
it on both angles, yeah.
Yes, if you, I mean, because we can look at it from every angle, but you have to look at it like, why am I at this particular point in my growth and development experiencing this? And it's so that you can overcome it and become greater than that and heal. Remember, Daphne, you're a healer, so you can heal the ones around you. So you're not a killer. You don't need to kill the ones around you. You want to heal them. So you don't need to out-ugly them. You just need to bring the situation back to the divine energy that should exist on the planet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And in fact, I want to say since the beginning of the year, since I have started my work with you and have progressed and accelerated along my journey, I have not encountered any of these attack situations in meetings or at work. So I just, you know, just in case this should come up, because I had experienced it in the past. I have not experienced it since 2015.
Well, I think you recently had your light attunement, and I think that you will find that the work that's being done removes you from that framework that most of us have all lived in and many of us still live in, of where we're having to have, you know, go through war, go through the battles of the slings and arrows of our own incongruencies and everyone else's. I think that that's the whole purpose of you moving in to have this work done, don't you think?
Yes. Absolutely.
And now that you've been attuned, you're eligible to come to our class. And
oh, I'm going.
You're eligible to come to learn to holographically, which means that you can remotely remove negative from places, from cars, from buildings, from offices, from all of these places through your own connections. And I think that it's kind of poetic, actually, that you called in with that question, and the class is being at, you know, we're holding the class, and it's really about being able to do that, whether it's a portal way or a ghost or a demon, you'll be able to do that. And there isn't really any difference from being in the boardroom and being attacked than being in the bed at night and being attacked. There really isn't any difference. It's all the same. It's all a lack of love. It's all less than what the truth that this planet and all of us as beings were created in truth, which is love. And when we separate ourselves from that, that's where we get into trouble. Right. It's always nice to hear from you. Did you have some other thoughts about this?
No, I've experienced all of them, just like I'm sure the other callers have, and it's interesting to see where that came from. Oh, I did have one question about, well, that's probably another topic, about the reptilian brain. You had mentioned that the interrogator, that's more reptilian energy, but that sounds like it's another topic.
I will just touch on it, and we will have to talk about it another time. Next week we will have a pre-recorded show with Dr. Ayala, who produces our green caps and our black caps, because we now have white caps for weight loss, and he's going to talk about it on a pre-recorded show next week. But it's possible that in the following weeks that we can talk a little bit about this, because there's a great deal of misunderstanding about this whole idea of the reptilian brain, and the whole idea of serpents in general, you know, the dragon, the snake that's wrapped around the healer's staff, the idea of the reptilians being frightening, and then our us having a reptilian brain. So this is a topic that I'll put in our file to discuss, and don't let me not do it. It's an interesting topic, and it's something we need to talk about because we need to demystify everything, because this whole universe, just like we talked about today, the whole universe is built on the same principle of those who operate with less love and those who operate with love. It's all still the same principle, and each of us as a healer are responsible to, it's not so much that we need to heal anyone as much as we need to show you what you need to know. So today's show hopefully showed people what they need to know to heal those circumstances in their life, and that's really the principle. It's not so much that, you know, I have to lay hands on you. It's more that I need to be able to show you what you need to know so that the clarity and the light will come and the truth will come, and then you're in love again. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And I think you're already experiencing that, especially given that you asked the question about work, and you can tell, I hope you're journaling and keeping count of the differences in your life experience. Even if you're not done yet, it's okay, because none of us are done. So we're all still having our experiences, and we should have goals that we have not yet obtained. As soon as we obtain one goal, we should be looking to obtain another. So I am of the thinking, and I hope that those of you who are listening will benefit from this idea that there's much for us to know, but there's so much to be grateful for, and that we can embrace the fact that we're all healers, and that every opportunity to confront less than love is an opportunity for us to heal them and us. So thank you so much, Daphne.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Daphne. We actually have one more caller. Can I bring them on?
Will we be able to be heard on the archives?
Yes. Yes, it's still recording.
Okay, great.
All right. Our last caller for the show is area code 678, last four digits 5171. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, everyone, this is Natati.
Oh, Natati,
hey, Natati.
Nice to hear from you. In Lakesh.
Yes, interesting topic today, and thank you, Afia, for sharing so many of your stories that is so in alignment with everything that, you know, some of the challenges that I experience on a daily basis. Well, my
you're
question
welcome.
Is, you're welcome, thank you. My question is, the more that we do the Ho'oponopono, because I know it goes interdimensional, do you think that some of the experiences that we are creating are from some of those other realities where we need to heal?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You are a multidimensional being, and you are having experiences in parallel and multidimensional arenas, some of which bleed through. You are so much greater than the experience that you're consciously aware of in your focus in this, on this planet, in this lifetime. So not only do I think that, but we have actually, several years ago when we first started working, when Ellie Stewart first came, who's an Akashic Record instructor, we started working, doing the Ho'oponopono in the records, and got phenomenal and extraordinary experiences and great healing at accelerated rates, just going into the universal records, so that all dimensions, all parallel realities, all past lives were in the energy of Ho'oponopono at its intensity of being in the records when you did it. So we absolutely know that it cleans past lives, it cleans everything it touches, it cleans the people around you, it cleans the place where you sleep, but it also, if you have learned other advanced training, it also can be taken to enhance every other area as well. So it's really a cure-all for any circumstance. It improves whatever you're doing. If you're a shaman, it improves that. If you're a Reiki person, it improves that. If you're walking down the street and you don't know anything but that, it improves life. So it's all around kind of. So circumstance, it just doesn't work unless you do it. So you can't do it as a bedtime prayer and think it's going to work, and you can't do it 1 week and then think that the next week it'll still be working. It doesn't work like that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for
that. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
That was excellent. That was a wonderful question, because I actually don't think I've ever spoken about that publicly before, about what can happen for those of you who've completed your work with DNA Replicate and who've gone through your soul clearings and gone through having your soul retrievals, and you can go on to study in the with an instructor for the Akashic Works. You can then learn accelerated healing techniques from that experience. What we're doing is we're preparing you to go on and learn other things. So, you know, this is, yes, you're right on target with that. It definitely can do it, and you can do it without that training also. So you don't have to get that training to do it. Just having heard this conversation means your awareness can start doing it also. But the training is always good.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Nataki. In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
And that's it for the callers.
Well, thank you all for joining us. We're happy to be back with you. Next week's show is going to be really exciting. It will not be live, but it's going to be really interesting. We're very excited to have black caps, green caps, and now the white caps for bloated stomachs and for weight. And these will also be on the website by next Wednesday's show, so that you can know about that. We have more exciting products coming forward this summer, and we're really looking forward to all of you who would like to learn to holographically clear property and homes to join us at the end of August. Thank you very much. In Lakesh, everyone.
Thank you all for listening, and Lakesh, have a beautiful day.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.